Hey y'all, Coach Judith here, coming to you live. I am going to be looking for someone to tell me that you can hear me okay. Let's see. All right, and I'm going to be trying to figure out I'm going to turn off the chat. Oh, there you go. Okay, that is so helpful. Hey, Coach Judith here. Today is day 7 of the 21-day challenge. And today we're going to be talking about my goal, my hope, is to explain to you why exercise is not, or to quote what I have been writing, is why it ain't a four basic. It's going to be super simple. So I am just going to wait. Oh, I have Dina is going to be filtering calls. So this is so good because if you have a question, please use hashtag ask. Dina will be filtering them to me through Slack. This is my first time doing that. So I like having a little warm-up session here to chat the nerves off just a little bit. So here we go. Why is an exercise a four basic? Super simple. You cannot outrun or outwork out a bad diet. Period. There you go. We can all check out on that one now. Seriously, I have been an exerciser in high school. I did throw shot put and discus, but I was not like on any type of weight loss or anything like that in high school. So the reason I'm telling you this is just briefly explaining a little bit of my exercise history. And I wasn't taking care of myself, of course, in high school. And I've always lifted weights. I've enjoyed lifting weights, especially in my 30s and 40s. But it wasn't until I found Corinne and trying to put the two things together. Why wasn't I losing weight? Because I was exercising and I was lifting weights like a boss in my 40s. But not losing the weight. So when I found Corinne, and this concept of the four basics came in, I was like, what? You know, just like you guys, because, you know, exercise is how it's supposed to go. No, but no, you can't. If anything I have learned through the end of this has been that I might have a tendency to use exercise to justify having a few extra bites of food or an extra meal here because I worked out so hard, you know, that thought leading me to overeat. So anyway, that is why exercise is not a four basic, because you need the four basics to be an athlete and to lose weight. So I do have some notes above. I have a board behind me. I've taken some notes. And the thought, why do I exercise and or move? Okay. So for me, I love the challenge of an exercise. And if y'all have any questions, be sure and post them in the comments. And I'll do my very best to answer them. I like the challenge, and I like to challenge myself to be better, to do better than I did the day before or the last time. It's just a personal, I get a lot of satisfaction out of working out, and I do love also that exercise allows me to shape my body, and that's something that I can have control over when I choose to lift weights and when I run. Like recently, I have taken back to running. I had a short hiatus, and I have a new challenge that I would like to run a 30-minute 5K. I always have to say thank you, Corinne, for planting that in my brain. I don't know if I would have come up with it for myself. And ironically, Corinne and I are wearing the same shirt today. I did not plan that. So it shapes my body. I really love how running shapes my legs. And I love how I feel when I exercise. And it's a huge, huge payoff for burning off anxiety. I am someone who is prone to feeling anxiety in my body and done a lot of work around that. And once I was able to identify it, I noticed that a huge payoff from exercise is the burning of, just burning off of anxiety. And I really like how that works for me. Also, what I love about how the four basics blends with exercising is it's really taught me how to take care of myself. Because if you're doing the four basics, if you're giving yourself plenty of water, plenty of sleep, you're eating until satisfied, and you're writing a 24-hour plan, then incorporating exercise is such a beautiful combination to have, because you are, in essence, treating your body the best that you can. You are already doing these things. So adding exercise in is a huge complement to what, I mean, if you think about what athletes are doing, that they're taking care of themselves. They make sure they get their sleep, and they make sure they get fuel, and they have a plan. So I just wanted to offer that to you. When I took up running originally with the Don't Stop Believing of 2018, I had plantar fasciitis, and I had struggled with it for, I'm going to say, maybe 12 years. And I was hiking some then. But I remember thinking, like, this plantar fasciitis, I'm not going to be able to do this. Oh, but I jumped in with both feet and learned that I call myself cured with plantar fasciitis because I know what to do for myself now. And that was, it's a chain problem. It starts with tight glutes, tight back, tight hamstring, tight calves, tight foot, and it all just pulls up. So I say that I cured myself on my plantar fasciitis because now I know how to take care of myself. Whereas before I was just doing like heel stretches and things like that, and it just wasn't enough. There needs to be more stretching done there. So I just wanted to offer that to you, that just like a nice byproduct of learning to exercise was fixing plantar fasciitis. So, Mona, why assume that working out creates a justification? I don't know if you're asking me that I assumed. I'm just saying it's been from my personal experience as an exerciser and as someone who's lost 80 pounds, where my brain goes, and some people that I have coached along the way. I was a mentor over in the exercisers group for 2 years. I have heard the stories both firsthand and, what is that, secondhand, when somebody else tells me. So tells, you know, it's what the brain does. Just know that. I just think exercise or movement shouldn't be optional. Okay. It's not about being an athlete, but about making sure the body moves. Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm saying too. Like, listen, you and I are talking the same language right here, I think. I am all about that too. And when I say athlete, I mean, you know, we're all athletes. If we're all out there, it's a mindset. This is what I tell myself. This is how I take care of myself because I'm an athlete. So I hope that makes sense. Like, you and I are speaking the same language. Like, movement is vital, but it's not going to get you weight loss. That's what it's not. You need the four basics. You need to eat less, you drink your water, get your sleep, and have a plan. I mean, bottom line, I'm going to stand firm right there. And I also think movement is amazing, and you do it from a place of self-love and curiosity and getting to know yourself and finding your people and finding community. I have another story that I like to share, and I was coaching one of my clients the other day, and she asked me, she said, how did you know you wanted to be a runner? And I said, I didn't know I wanted to be a runner. Here's what I knew. I had started hiking, and I live in beautiful Western North Carolina. We have a place called Chimney Rock, and it's a public park, and I think it's gone public. It was private. The state bought it. I'm not sure what it is now, but it has like 500 stairs, 500 steps to the top of the chimney. And I started going there, and my goal when I went there, because it's a hella hike, I'm going to tell you, it is straight up. And I made myself the unofficial, self-appointed guide of the park. So I would go there and I would, you know, have my backpack with all my water, and I would stop and talk to people along the way because I love people and I love talking to people. And that made me feel good. And I did a service where I would, you know, offer to take pictures of their families. I would give them directions to, you know, they would ask me where this is or where that is. And I would say, oh, have you thought about going here? What about there? So I really love that story because, you know, I was just getting out to move and I needed people. And I found a way to make, you know, I felt like everyone wins when Judy shows up to Chimney Rock. Everyone's going to win. What does NSV stand for? Non-scale victory. That's something that you've done. So Amy's asking, what does NSV stand for in the NOBS group? Yeah, I was making sure that I didn't say exerciser. Sorry. Non-scale victory. That's something that you've done where, like, you have maybe the scale hasn't moved, but you put on your pants that you haven't worn since last fall and they fit and they button nicely, or just, you made a best choice, something so simple that has absolutely nothing to do with what that piece of metal in the floor had to say. Jenny, track your steps daily. Do you think reaching 10,000 steps daily is necessary? For me personally, where I'm at, no, I don't track steps. Have I tracked steps? I sure have. It's probably been 2 years ago that I started tracking, and it was just, I did it because it was fun. It's an arbitrary number. I do think there has been some research, but you know what? Here's the thing. If it's a goal and it makes you go and it makes you happy, that's what matters. And it's attainable. Like, whatever you choose, if this is something new, if you're new to exercise, I would totally choose a goal that is doable for you and sustainable. Like, don't just start out at 10,000 if you've been, I'm sitting on the couch, or if you, you know, can't walk to the mailbox or something like that. Be real, make it doable for you. Janet, Coach Judith, can you post somewhere your magical protocol for the plantar fasciitis? I have a terrible case of it and know that my biking makes it worse, but I don't want to give up the bike. Okay. I can briefly talk about it in here, and I'll make a note to share. I sure will. I'll tell y'all, there are these two guys on YouTube. I went down the YouTube channel and started my own self-exploration on what the hell's wrong with my foot. And I didn't type that in. Sounded good. Y'all, I'm sitting on a BOSU ball right now. You want to talk about self-care? So coaching is sedentary, and I'm practicing sitting on it, so I'm just wobbling around here. What you're going to want to do with this plantar fasciitis, they're called, I think it's Bob and Mike, the two most famous chiropractors on YouTube. Like, that's their shtick. But they do have a lot of great information on there about stretching and about how it's a chain problem. And you're going to want to step up your foam rolling. You're going to want to step up your stretching game. And it's a slow, and I mean, it's a daily thing. The more you're on that bike, you should be stretching, you know, that total amount of time, at least weekly, you should be stretching. After you ride, stretch. Before you ride, warm up. I did have a trainer tell me one time, and I did do it, and I found relief, not permanent relief, using hot therapy. Like, literally, I got two buckets, as hot as I could stand and as cold as I could stand, and I just kept putting my foot in and out, in and out. I did find relief for an extended amount of time, but I was not active then. It was just, I was just lifting weights. I wasn't running. But when it comes to the running, the most sustainable relief I have found has been with an excellent stretching program. And again, I will post that in the, I'll put that, maybe I'll try and come up with a little protocol and attach it to this link. It may not be today, but make myself a note on that. Is there a weightlifting routine I recommend? Okay, here's where I'm gonna like totally tell you guys straight up. I go to somebody. I let them do all the work. And that's what I've always done. I have like maybe two or three weights in my house. I like letting someone else think for me, and I just show up and I do the things. I'll do the work. It's like my second best gift to myself. So I know that Corinne recommends Fitness Blender a lot, and that you can find things on there. And going down YouTube, Marilyn, I'm assuming you have some weights. And Marilyn, if you're not already in the exercisers group, I'm going to tell you, those ladies over there are the bomb, and they are so generous with information. You go on and just post over there if there's an exercise routine, that a weightlifting one, and you will get several ladies who can point you in the right direction. And feel free to ask questions over there for sure. So we're going to take it back here. I'm going to wrap this up. So exercise. Do it because you love your body. Do it because you're curious. Corinne has on her Facebook Live today, she made mention of, we have the turkey trot coming up. So my call to action for you all is to listen to Corinne's live. She's at the very end where she mentions about the turkey trot. And I want you to think about what activity could you do, or where an activity you would like to do, or where you could see yourself in 60 days. And an activity that you would like to do for 60 minutes. And it does not have to be walking. It does not have to be running. I tried to brainstorm some simple activities. Like aerial yoga. Who in here has ever wanted to do aerial yoga? I want you to know there's some girls over in the exercisers group doing it. And there's also someone that does hula hoop. I think it was like professional hula hoop exercise training. Like, and she's the bomb. You could do chair yoga. There's an activity, and I think you can find that. YouTube has tons of information where you could find some chair yoga activities. Roller skating, kayaking, spinning, biking, mountain biking, or regular biking. You could take a dance class. And here's a fun fact, and I want y'all to know, like, some, if you've never exercised before, it is so normal to be nervous and have some thoughts before you go into a place. So I think it was just last fall or fall of, I guess it was fall of 2018, I took belly dancing classes. I have no hips, I'm just going to tell you. But I had the best time, and it was the best group of ladies, and they were all about women and all about our bodies, and the message was just so positive. I got nothing but positive love and feedback from that whole group. And I went because it made me feel good. I love to be in community. I love people. But I did have feelings going in, because I'm like, I don't know how to belly dance. And here I am, I still don't know how to belly dance. But I got it done. I showed up and I had fun. I currently am in a HIIT program. I've been doing it for about 3 or 4 years. I don't even know. So long. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I am a regular. I show up and it gets done. CrossFit, elliptical, treadmill, and I mentioned the online classes. I got one more question here. Michelle, can you expound on why exercise is not for basics? I feel like this has been more about getting in workouts. Okay, it's not a for basics because you don't need to exercise to lose weight. Period. I hear your question. I'm going to give this a minute to sink in. Make sure I'm answering you. This is just as honest as I can be, that is why exercise is not a for basic, because you don't need it to lose weight. You need exercise to shape your body. You need exercise for your personal health, to achieve goals, to be in community, to make it mean whatever you want to make it mean. And yeah, I mean, and I am here to encourage you to get your workouts in. There's that. I mean, you're not missing the point, truly. It all blends beautifully, the four basics and movement. And here's where you, where people get in the weeds. I can't tell you how many ask coaches questions have come in where someone will say, well, I worked out for 2 hours and I gained 2 pounds. Well, your body's not going to work that way. It's not, the exercise is not what's going to give you weight loss. It's going to be what you put in your mouth. The exercise will, your body will gain weight with fluid depending on, you know, your salt levels and what type of activity you're doing. There are a lot of variables. You want to do exercise because it's something you want to do for you, period. I hope that answers your question, y'all. I have a coaching coming up, so it's so good to see you. So would love to see you post in Facebook something that you would like to, some activity that you would like to see yourself doing in 60 days. What's a goal that you can set for yourself and to consider if you try? Because you will have your community. You will have access to Coach MJ to ask questions. You can go over to the Facebook group and join the exercises group and do the same thing. I just want you all, my call to action is to ask you to consider what you want to do. Okay? All right. Last one. Sorry. Can you repeat the call to action? What activity would you like to do for 60 minutes for the turkey trot? Yes. What activity would you like to do? There you go. What would you like to learn about yourself? What does your future self, where do you see your future self in 60 days? What is she doing? Where do you see your future self in a year from now? She had to get there somehow. If your future self in a year is, you know, weightlifting or CrossFit, she had to start somewhere. And that is my call to action. Where can you start for your future self? What can you do today? What activity do you want to explore? What makes you go? So the call to action is, what do you want to do? What activity do you want to do in 60 days for 60 minutes? Okay. Looking for the last question. All right, y'all. I do have to go, though. It's good to see y'all.